Sticky.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Martians.
It's nice. Mini snow one. No, I guess
I don't
Martians.
Think so.
You hear this?
Yeah. All right. Fine. Martians. KX.
God, Roy didn't hear that one. He'd have worried himself sick whether or not they were going to ruin their guitars.
Yeah. Oh, Roberts.
Hey,
John.
Hi,
Bo Cephas.
How are you?
Good. Gee, you know, ever since the 70s shack burned down, which eliminated the 70s at 7, why, there's just you burst forth from the KXRX cannon at 7 o'clock.
That's it, exactly.
Tonight,
yeah.
Bo?
Tonight I'm going to attempt to broadcast live hanging from a moving freight train.
Okay. See, even though you got rid of the 70s, you kept all the acid, yeah, didn't you?
That's still a little 70s kickback there.
Yeah, yeah, it was a thought anyway.
Okay, thank
hey,
you.
Robin.
Yes, my sweet.
Hey, Scrounge.
Maynard, do you? What is it? What, Roy?
What do you think of this?
Yeah. What?
KXRX 96.5. Don't you like?
It's been done before.
KXRX 96.5 FM. You'll be disgusted with yourself for loving it.
You are correct, sir.
KXRX, Aerosmith, The Cure, then Metallica, and then Led Zeppelin. You see how it worked out there? Interesting, isn't it? I've got fanfares.
He's back, and he has been so missed.
Let me tape that. Let me tape that.
Richard, it's been too long.
The trumpet man.
That's our friend, Richard.
I don't like that trumpet solo. I hate Richard. It. I like the fanfare better.
Richard, do you like your Grape Pop and your Reese's Peanut Butter Cup candy bar?
Yes.
Okay, we welcome you back to town. You've been gone for 5 weeks on a Johnny Mathis tour.
It's a hairless trip.
And the shirt. God, you're kidding.
Steve West is leaving.
You are so
well, wait a minute. No,
Richard.
Steve won't go.
Steve West is leaving.
No, he's not leaving.
He's not going to go.
He's
just talking. You'll see.
We want to talk to you for just a minute. We're going to find out a couple of things, Richard.
Yeah.
We want to find out how many cities you toured. Following Johnny Mathis.
I saw Johnny Mathis this year in Palm Desert, only the Handshake Arrival in 2 days.
Now Arrival.
You follow him
and
around
the... In Tempe, Arizona, not on the first trip of this year.
Now, Richard, you follow him around the country. You see all of his concerts sometimes. You even had your picture taken with Johnny. We have it up here at the station. Have you ever missed a concert?
In Manitowoc, Wisconsin, I saw his Handshake Arrival, but the concert was sold out.
Oh, so you got to shake his hand, but you didn't get to see him in the show.
No, but
don't you get tired? How many times this year have you seen him all in all?
14 this time.
Okay,
this
now
year.
Don't you get sick of the same songs? Richard,
no, I never sick of Johnny Mathis. I never get sick and add a story on the Mathis skyscraper, but never get sick.
Now, Richard, top stories today.
A ball, a musical ball.
It is a ball.
Kind of a ball, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of.
That is a good solo.
That's a bad trumpet solo.
All right. Now, Richard, I think our top story today could possibly be the baseball owners are giving the thumbs up to the sale of our scrubby little Mariners.
That could be one of the top stories. That's what John thinks.
Or it could be the monkey theft in Spokane. A monkey was stolen in Spokane.
At the Walk in the Wild Zoo there. Now, Richard, I think clearly this story are the suicide attempts, the alleged suicide attempts of Princess Di. That's what I think the top story is today. What do you think the top story is?
How about the suicide of Bob Hardwick?
Yeah, that was last week.
That was last week. It has to be today.
Yeah, you heard about that. That was tragic.
Steve West is gone.
There it is. Top story. Steve West is gone. Well, sometimes things don't always come to pass like you'd hope.
I like it like this. I like the unpredictability.
You like this tension?
Richard, we welcome you back into town. Can you stay for a few minutes here?
Yes. So
you bring us joy.
Yeah.
You do.
We get happy.
To the next break, and then I have to get back to Como to try to see those I missed this morning, like Keith Edwards and Mark Sandel.
Ken Schramm.
I saw Ken Schramm this morning.
All right, it's news time at KXRX at 4:57. Robin?
Maynard?
Roy, all set?
Roy?
Shall we roll?
Yeah.
Ben Vereen, conscious and communicative at UCLA Medical Center after undergoing 5 hours of surgery, head injuries.
What?
mumbling your syllables.
Yeah, you're mumbling your syllables. Very good point, Richard.
Thank you, Richard Peters.
Yes.
You slammed him pretty good there, Richard, didn't you?
Did you know Bob Hawrick is now
dead? Yeah, dun, dun. There's that trumpet solo.
I hate that trumpet solo.
All right, I'm not gonna try to mumble my way through our little piddly little newscast here. It just can't be done today.
No, go ahead and do it.
I wanted to tell you about the monkey, Richard.
Tell us about the monkey
that had been stolen out of the Walk in the Wild Zoo over in Spokane.
Really?
Can you imagine somebody cut through the fence and stole the monkey?
Maybe the rock group, the Monkees.
Oh, Richard, you've been hanging out at the end again, haven't you, Richard?
That's funny.
I hear an organ.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So do I. One of the few things we have in common now today, Rich.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you, it's, you know, to compound things, we get a hold of Sir Cavendish of Longbarrow, who refuses to go on with Robin and Maynard this afternoon.
Well, no, he's going to go on. He's what is the place you have to attend, sir? You have to be somewhere?
What's that?
You say you're going to the pub before you can be on the air with us?
Yes, I go to the pub with great regularity.
Sounds like
you've
already been to the pub, sir.
So, Sir Cavendish
of Longbarrow.
And use your noodle, because it's Tuesday. KXRX Seattle.
See, we changed the show around a little for you, Richard.
Yes.
We always make room for our Richard.
Yes.
Who's this, Richard? Who's coming up here? Hip me to these cats, Richard. Who are they?
It's not Ozzy Osbourne, is it?
No.
Smithereen?
No.
I don't know.
Van Halen.
Van Halen.
That's it. I'm Richard.
Hello.
One of your good buddies, Gary Crow, from this radio station. You know, he works in the morning here. And he's one of your personalities, isn't he?
Yes.
He and Scott Vanderpool, the Worm, are heading up the opening day of motorcycle season. Would you like to go out and ride with those guys?
When?
June 28th.
I'm not sure.
Well, see, now they're riding from downtown back up at the Snoqualmie Winery. They're going to have a concert. But get this, Richard. The neat part is you get a free barbecue lunch if you go.
I might be in Montana with the Putins.
Okay, but now see, here, Richard, then what I need you to do is just give me $24.96. That's the entry fee.
I don't want to do it.
Because of the... Well,
no one could get a nickel out of you, could they, Richard?
No, I need to earn some money if I go on the air at beginning of the third year on June 11th.
Okay. Well, registration forms are available at Downtown Harley or any other local Harley or Honda dealer. Richard, it's only $24.96.
Forget it.
Oh, no. I'm taking your name off.
You would
right
look
now.
Good on the back of Crow's Harley.
I want to say something.
Okay, but you wait to say that because
it's a trombone suggestion.
Okay, but you wait. I'll let you have the trombone suggestion here in a minute, whatever that.
I want to get the trombone suggestion.
Okay, we're coming to that. It's sports time. Richard, you've been to St. Petersburg, haven't you?
Yes, only in 82 and in 86.
Well, they have a lot of tall buildings there. I know you keep track of tall buildings, but they ain't going to have no baseball team.
86, I mean 90.
That will stay. 90,
yes, 80, 86, yeah. 90, yeah, maybe.
You were down there.
All right.
Three times I was in Florida.
I'm sure you were.
The last two trips.
Johnny Mathis.
Yes, and the last two, not the first one.
Fine, well, I was just going to...
Ooh, that trumpet solo sounds sickening.
How do you like this?
A vibe ball.
You like that.
Anybody who's listening to this station and play a trombone, I need to rent a straight trombone mute, a straight mute for trombone. Anybody welcome to drop...
Well, this is not an ad. You can't just advertise for stuff like
KSRX
that.
KSRX by 3 o'clock Thursday. I need it on Friday recording session.
And you say you'll rent this, Richard? What's the going rate for?
I need to borrow the trombone mute.
That's what I thought.
I didn't think you'd be paying.
Richard, what day do you think it is?
Today is Tuesday.
See, you just can't get one by you, Richard. Use your noodle day.
I got to go up the street. Como. Tuesday.
So you sing tight. 421-9605. Dust off the mat. 1-800-422-9605 to play Use Your Noodle today.
Strike up the bat. Richard?
Yes.
So long.
See you Thursday at 3 o'clock.
28 before 6 o'clock. Use Your Noodle time. Today we'll ask a question. Deduct $10 for every incorrect answer. Today's question, Leonard.
Rolling Stone, Debuted 25 years ago on newsstands. Who was on the first cover, caller one?
Ah, Ken from Kent.
Oh, gosh, Robin, I don't know, man. I'm bummed.
Okay.
Yeah, you are. Well, you are bummed.
We deduct a quick 10 for that.
Sweet William from the University of Washington.
Yes. Let's say Bob Dylan.
Dylan.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
KXRX, hi.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike,
hi.
80, 3, caller 3, $80.
I'm going to say Mick Jagger.
Ah.
Bum. No. Turn it down, Buster boy.
Turn it up.
Here, turn this one up here. You're going to like that one instead. I think this is the way you're going to like it. $70.
You got Big Willie here.
Nah, the hell I do. $70.
Hey?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, hey.
I'd call it probably that crazy Beatles John Lennon guy.
I think John Lennon, huh?
You are correct.
All right.
Oh, very nice. And your name?
My name is Brad Leeds.
Brad Leeds, did I say $70 to you?
I think that's what you said.
Well, you know why you've won this game, don't you?
Because I used my noodle. And it felt good.
Sure. That'll work.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
There is, yes.
What you need? In excess, KXRX. Hi-yo!